This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. We're brought to you in part today by Chose Investments. For more than 40 years, our friends at Chose Investments have brought plans to life and made dreams come true. How? Their expertise. They deliver it every day, the service they deliver to anyone looking to buy or sell land, to develop office buildings, lease office space. Been there, done that. The learning curve is greatly improved with these folks. They know the properties. They know the markets. When you look to the future, look to Chose Investments. Online at ChoseInvestments.com. K-J-O-S. For ChoseInvestments.com. Scott Hannon here today without Todd of the Radio God Mitchell. Todd and his bride, Carrie, are dealing with a little bit of a health scare from yesterday for Carrie, and so keep them in your prayers as he's at his wife's side, as he should be. We're hoping everything will be hunky-dory, and he'll be back tomorrow at the K-Fire Agri International, as well as Wednesday, which should be great fun. Looking forward to that. Hope to see you. I'll be there tomorrow. I will not be there Wednesday, but Daryl Lease will be there in my spot on Wednesday. But love to see you. Come by and say hello. We always have such great conversations with folks at the K-Fire Agri International. So come early tomorrow and say hello and take it all in. Should be a grand time. Should be wonderful. I am almost so, what's the word I'm looking for? Depressed is not it, although it is a little depressing. Disappointed is not the right word because it's typical. Maybe disgusted. I guess disgusted is the word. Disgusted with the idea that securing the border of the United States is a bad idea. Who thinks like that? Who resists that basic tenet of a government to say, we got to have some controls, especially in the greatest country on the face of the earth? Some countries may not need this. We do. Because everybody wants to come here. Maybe not everybody, but anybody that recognizes there is no greater place on the face of the earth to realize a dream. It's called the American dream. And that's what this country is. It's an experiment that has worked for over 200 years now. And the reason it's worked is because it's an idea. It's not a country. It's not a constitution. It's not any of the typical things that make up any country. It's the idea behind all those things that works. So, without border security, all of that is threatened. So the Democrats have proven, unfortunately, and if you are a Democrat and are offended by what I'm about to say, please do me this favor and pick up your phone and call and let's have a reasonable discussion about why I'm wrong. But it seems to me right now, Democrats in control in this country care more about their party and the constituency and everything else. Basically, they hate Donald Trump more than they love America. They're so consumed with their hate of Donald Trump that they can't break through and say, well, I love America, so I better agree with him on this one. And the disgusting part to me is that we played this game for how long now? Basically, the first 2 years of the administration, plus. of giving the president what he campaigned on, what he's for. We get to a shutdown. He's reasonable at the end of the shutdown to say, okay, here's the deal. You guys negotiate. Give me something I can sign. Otherwise, we're going to be right back where we were, facing a government shutdown on February 15th. We learned last week from Senator Hovind that things were going pretty well. And they were, you know, not going to give him as much as he wanted, but enough that, you know, he could have those dollars coupled with other dollars that are available to him. And we'd be on our way. And what happens at the 11th hour? They raise a new objection on the negotiating committee. It's a dispute over detention beds. Apparently, this is Lindsey Graham now, apparently, not only is it enough, not only is it enough that they want to abolish ICE, they want to abolish the bed spaces available to the country to house violent offenders so they can be held and deported. I promise you this, said Lindsey Graham, Donald Trump's not going to sign any bill that reduces the number of bed spaces available to hold violent offenders who come across our border. He can't do that, he won't do that, and you can take it to the bank. Folks, this is their latest demand. We want you to arrest less violent offenders. This is what the Democratic Party's come to. And we have a race among the presidential candidates in 2000. This also is disgusting. To sign up for job killing. Just ridiculous designs. And let me put it in a nutshell. I'm talking about the Green Deal, the new Green Deal, the new deal, right? It's green, but it's a new deal. We're trying to be another LBJ here, right? Another FDR. With these proposals. And the extreme wing of the Democratic Party has crafted this plan. This is AOC from Massachusetts. Where's she from? New York. And they've got Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey. The real lefties, okay? These are the hard lefties. So they craft this plan. And again, this plan is so ridiculous to the point of, okay, 10, 11 years from now, we're done with fossil fuels. We're done with fossil fuels. So in other words, you wouldn't lift a plane off the ground. So dumb you talk about high-speed solar trains over the ocean. So dumb you talk about if somebody is not willing to work, they shouldn't have to work. I mean, it's just crazy, right?
And castles made of chocolate.
Castles made of chocolate are in there, too. Yeah, I forgot that one.
And gardens of candy bunnies.
But, you know, even if you said, you know, you're right, let's do that, and that way we will, you know, reduce CO2 emissions. Guess what? Nobody else is doing this. You have Russia, you have China, you have, you know, other places. They aren't doing this. So you don't affect any change in the atmosphere. And you kill our economy. It's just stupid.
We're not even in the top 10 most polluting countries in the world.
It's just stupid. Okay? But now it's so stupid, and it's by the extreme left wing of the Democratic Party, that they have to. If you're a presidential candidate like Amy Klobuchar, all concerned about global warming in the middle of that storm yesterday, she should have been, you know, doing like a global warming dance down there in Minnesota saying, please, I didn't wear gloves and I'm announcing for president. Give me some warmth. They've all got to sign on to it. So that's disgusting. So my answer to it, honestly, at least for today, I'm ignoring it. I'm burying my head in the sand of all this stupidity. And I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about other stuff. I'm going to talk about North Dakota stuff. We may have to get to a point again, folks, where we just cocoon ourselves like we did for 8 years during the Obama administration and survive if any of these crazy ideas get in place. Donald Trump can single-handedly destroy them with his reelection in 2020. And the more radical they get, the more likely that will be to happen. So here's a topic one that has nothing to do with any of those crazy ideas. Although this might not be necessary if they get their way, because right now in the state of North Dakota, we have more people who are looking for work than we have jobs available to work. I'll say it again. We have more people looking for work than we do actual jobs. Less jobs available right now than there are people looking for work. What does that mean? What does that signal to you? We need more people. We need more people to realize the incredible North Dakota that we know could be their home. And my question to you is, how do we do that? How do we do that? One idea that is working for some other places in cities and states is cash incentives. Cash incentive. Is that an idea? What would do it? Let's just dream a little on this workforce thing. We're going to weave this through the show today, so stay tuned for that coming up on What's On Your Mind. The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. And for that, we thank you, our fine listeners. More after this. Don't go away.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus: to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, it's Matt the Pizza Guy here. Ah, yes, it's the week of love. The time where we dig deep into our wallets, I mean hearts, and spend countless hours coming up with the perfect, seemingly spontaneous words of love to let her know how much she means to you. Well, this time around, say I love you by making a delicious dinner, a Pizza Corner Pizza. Choose from Darling Deluxe, True Love Taco, Sentimental Supreme, or Cherished Chicken Bacon Ranch, and say I love you without saying a word. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepin.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
one 258 0550 701 258 0550. That's the number. Anything that I've said that you agree or disagree with or want to scream from the top of the mountain, whatever, you call in. That's what it's for. 701-258-0550. You could also call 800 228-0550, and you can text us at 701-367-2054. Also coming up on the program today, we're trying to catch up with Senator John Hoeven. We didn't intend to today. We were hoping to do later in the week as they forged this deal on the Border Security Bipartisan Conference Committee. But now that we have this news over the weekend that there's some new demands on it and things are getting a little shaky, we got to find out what's going on. So we'll try and catch up with him. We also have Mike Brandenburg, member of the state legislature, as well as Bob Harms and Tammy Einbach joining us here in a little bit. Talk a little bit about something that was a very hot topic on this program, and that was these deals related to a piece of legislation right now that is addressing the deals that were happening in the way of trade-offs, if you will, for wind projects. And I don't know if you remember that, but it was a contentious issue. We had a lot of calls about it, people concerned about it, and now there's legislation to address it. So we'll be talking about that. The bill is actually HB, House Bill 1383, stop any future payments to conservation organizations, prohibit the PSC from considering indirect environmental or economic impacts in energy development. So we'll get an update on that, too. So, and also, there's a hearing in Tioga on February 25th. We'll tell you about all that coming up. And then more on this discussion on workforce. Spend a little time on that today, okay? Let's talk about, are incentives at all the way to go? Or is it, I've long believed that, you know, if you have some connection to here, so if mom and dad are here, grandma, grandpa are here, aunts and uncles, sister, brother, whatever, you have some connection, you come see them, you visit them, you say, hey, I like this place. What's happening here? Or you have a loved one somewhere else and you say, come visit. Let me show you this. I want you to meet some people that have got a great job for you. That sort of family connection is a big difference. But there's a million different ideas, so I'd love to hear from you a little bit on that. Brought to you today by University of Mary. You know, healthcare today has become increasingly more complex, demanding higher and higher degrees of skill. This means that the need for highly trained nursing leaders is critical. Earning an advanced nursing degree from the University of Mary can prepare you to become a leader in your profession, succeed in today's complex and advanced clinical settings. The university's Doctor of Nursing program, in organizational leadership, and family nurse practitioner programs are taught by highly qualified pros who actually work in their fields. And the University of Mary has a stellar national reputation for excellence. The graduates score 100% pass rate on national certification exams, and their alumni have a 100% employment rate. So that's pretty cool, too. This is an outstanding record testifying to the high quality of their faculty and programs. Furthermore, the university's online and hybrid programs offer the flexibility for working adults to grow in their careers while still remaining on the job. Become the nursing leader you want to be. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP. Okay, Josh in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just heard you talking about the cash incentive thing, and I don't think that would be quite the right way to go. I mean, I'm sure you would get some people that are out there for good, but you start throwing around free money, and you're going to get people that are just chasing free money, and you're not going to quite get the great workforce, I think, that you're looking for there.
So kind of it may work temporarily, but not a long-term solution, it sounds like you think.
Right. Yeah. You're going to get people that are just chasing the money, they're going to get their check, and then they're going to move on and take off, and you're not going to get a reliable workforce out of that deal.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, last year announced that they were doing a $10,000 payment to people who moved to the city to work, and they did it through a foundation. The offer attracted headlines, more than 10,000 applicants in a matter of weeks. The application process was eventually closed because of an unbelievable response to the program. Vermont did something similar, 10,000 last year to 100 people. And even Harmony, Minnesota, right now, will give up $10,000 to anyone who builds a home and lives there. North Dakota's constitution doesn't allow this right now, so there'd have to be a change in the constitution to even do it. But Interesting.
Yeah,
right. Interesting.
I got one more question for you, too. Don't you think when the all these high-paid liberals are going to start losing their minds when the tax rate goes up to 70 to 90%, and they're the ones that are going to have to start paying that 70 to 90% taxes, are they going to turn on their own agenda, or how's that going to work out?
No kidding. That'll be interesting. Good point, Josh. Thanks for listening. Glad you're there. Chris in Laverne, North Dakota or Minnesota, Chris?
North Dakota.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, I just listened to this broadcast, news broadcast from Heartbeat 13, and they're talking about how there's been hundreds of tax preparers blowing the whistle on these fraudulent tax returns being filed by illegal immigrants that have a ITIN number instead of a Social Security number, and they've been claiming dozens of their nieces and nephews in Mexico on their tax returns, and a lot of them, by the showing of this, a lot of these tax preparers, these illegal immigrants are getting $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 back in child deduction clauses on their taxes that they're turning in. And apparently this news guy got interviewed, the U.S. Treasury Inspector General, and he said that he has been sending the IRS letters on how to fix this and how to correct these issues of these illegal funds being distributed by the IRS to illegal immigrants, and nothing's been done over the last 4 years. And they said last year alone there was $4.2 billion sent out to these illegal immigrants on criminals on their tax returns. And the IRS is doing nothing. Why is there nearly just about $5 billion a year being given out? And they actually went to these Mexicans and foreign nationals and other people that are there illegally to these addresses that one of the cash preparers told about. And there's only one kid there, and they're claiming all their nieces and nephews. And they say they do it because the government allows them to.
Wow. Heartbeat 13 is where you saw it? I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's you look it up on YouTube. Heartbeat 13, it's a news organization. They are blowing the whistle on this, and no one gives a dang about it. The Inspector U.S. Treasury Inspector General is calling the whistle on it, and IRS doesn't care about it. Nothing's being done. It's been happening for over 4 years now. $5 billion a year.
That needs some sunshine. No doubt about that. And, you know, interesting.
I sent you a link on Facebook.
All right. Thank you for that. By the way, I think we found a way to fund the wall. Border security. Yeah. Close that loophole right there. Oh, my gosh. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call very much. Jim in Minnesota, we'll get you in here in just a moment. We're also going to talk with Representative Mike Brandenburg when we continue on What's on Your Mind. Give us a call at 258-0550. We're all about keeping you healthy at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. All kinds of wellness products. Vince Webker is here to talk about the saunas.
Because of it releasing your body's natural endorphins, like a runner's high, it boosts your immune system, which is better than a flu shot. You sweat out all the bad, all the toxins, all the metals. That's happening. It's reducing your stress, your true autonomic nervous system.
Infrared or traditional, what's better?
We like to say traditional, but you know, for some people, an infrared sauna is better. They both do about the same thing, and they both make you better physically, mentally, and relationally. You are better when you sit in a sauna.
All options, sizes, you got it all.
One of our best, most popular ones is one you could come in the store today. We can throw it in the back of your pickup. You're getting better wellness-wise tonight just by putting it together, plugging it in for way less than a cup of coffee a day, and say no to that.
See them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Minot, in Grand Forks, or in Devil's Lake, or online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After negotiations break down over the weekend, thousands of teachers in Denver are hitting the picket lines this morning. They'll also rally at the State House as well as outside Denver's City Hall. At the heart of the dispute with administrators is salary and other aspects of compensation. Rachel Davis is a middle school teacher in Denver. She says some teachers would quit and go to a better paying district, but they don't want to do that.
It's because we want to stay, and it's because we love our school. We love our students. We love our jobs.
Meanwhile, talks aimed at preventing another federal government shutdown appear to have broken down. Reports are Democrats on the House Senate Conference Committee want to limit the number of beds in Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention centers, thereby limiting how many people could be detained by ICE. This is USA Radio News.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location near you.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
WSI, for Safety and Insurance, has an ergonomics initiative grant program to financially assist North Dakota employers to reduce or eliminate the cumulative type injuries at the workplace. Do you know that? It happens. Contact WSI, workforcesafety.com to find out more. WSI is partnered with the Associated General Contractors through the Safety Training and Education Program, STEP Grant, to provide safety training classes. For more information on that, check out the calendar, too, at workforcesafety.com. Workforce Safety and Insurance, WSI, along with the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit, bring you the safety updates on what's on your mind, like the defensive driving course at NDSC has coming up. Feb 11, is that today? It's today, in Minot. Still time to sign up, ndsc.org. Also, the 13th in Fargo, 15th in Minot, 19th in Bismarck, 21st in Williston, CPR, AED, First Aid Adult. Find out more about those at ndsc.org as well. All right, let's see. Jim in Minnesota, we're going to get in here before we chat with our guests and what's on your mind. Go ahead, Jim.
See, I've been listening to Russ Limbaugh and you and discussing the new Green Deal and how it's going to, in 12 years, if they cut out fossil fuels, how it's going to cut the air travel and all that. How about this? Don't you want to eat in 12 years?
Yeah, I'd like to eat, too. Yep. That's more important than flying, actually.
Tractors, combines, the trucks that haul the grain and all that, what are they going to run on, air?
Yeah, no kidding.
People,
I think they have
rather eat. They haven't thought it out.
No, very good point. But you're, Jim, point well taken. Obviously, air travel grinding to a halt is a visual that people can grab onto, but eating is even more of a concern. Yeah, exactly right. Well, again, if the extreme environmental movement in this country had their way, there would be no farming. There would be no ranching. I mean, they already want to get rid of the cows because they toot, you know?
You can't
make it up.
It's so stupid. And then our wonderful senator running for president in a snowstorm, and she's all for global warming. She's going back to Paris and get on the Paris climate change. What a joke.
What do you think of Amy Klobuchar as a Minnesotan? I mean, you know, I mean, this woman's been elected again and again. Is it just a Twin Cities deal or what?
Yes, it is. All the counties out here where we are, she didn't win. All the suburbs around Minneapolis, St. Paul elected her where all the people are, and she didn't win nothing out here.
Yeah.
No. And then you find out that she is you got the highest rating of turnover of staffers because she is a mean person. So,
yeah, and that's been documented. They have actual statistics on the high turnover in her office, and they had a couple people anonymously talk about how tough she is to work for.
And I watched her on the Martha show here. Martha had her on her show one night here, and here she's like a teenager that bang was high, was running across one eye, just like that senator with a patch on. I almost felt like calling him, I'll send you a scissor and cut that off so you can see with both eyes. Oh, my God. She's real presidential. She's real presidential equipment, isn't she? A person?
Yeah, you know, a friend of Donald Trump, Stephen Moore, who's been on with us before on the program, he is an economist and helped write the tax plan. And people always ask him when he comes out, he's been on for a number of events in North Dakota, they'll say, well, what's Donald Trump like? I mean, he said, well, he's worked, this is Steve Moore now. He says, I've worked with hundreds of, politicians. And he said, the vast majority of them are, nice in public and jerks in private, right?
Exactly.
And he said, Donald Trump's the exact opposite. He said, he's out there fighting away in public, but it couldn't be any nicer in private. So it's kind of interesting contrast.
They're just like Hollywood. You can't get close to them unless you're at a town hall meeting once a year to get, or once every 4 years or two to get reelected. They're like Hollywood. You call there, you'll never talk to them. You'll never get close to those people. No, they're the elite.
That's right.
Once
the elite.
All they do is run for reelection again, no matter if it's 4 or 2 years. They're at it. And they come out of there rich, and then Rush Limbaugh had that post. I read his post where he said the people in 9/11, the families of 9/11 got the average of $1.25 million for a person in the 9/11 Twin Towers tragedy. And a soldier in Afghanistan, his wife gets $10,000 if he's killed. And some of that, she winds up with $8,000. The rest is taxes and $800 a month for a child until they're 18. And that's it for them. These senators, they serve one term, and they get $15,000 a month retirement. Boy, have they padded their pockets.
No kidding, Jim. I appreciate your passion in this. You call again, and you keep on that Amy Klobuchar watch, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to send her a penny for her presidential nomination.
There you go. I'll throw in a penny, too, just for the laughs. We have a controversy now because the texter here says, FYI, cows don't toot. That can't be because we have a whole Green Deal specifically on eliminating cows because of the flatulence. I mean, I say toot, they say flatulence. I'm just, it's a family program. I'm trying to, add a chuckle. Anyway, Mike Brandenburg is here, as promised. And, of course, Representative Brandenburg represents District 28 in the state legislature. We're going to talk a little bit about House Bill 1383. Today in our segment for the North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Also still to join us here on the program, Bob Harms and Tammy Ibach. Daniel, I think you're calling those two, if I'm not mistaken. So if you could do that, that'd be great. All right. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am here. Yep.
How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott.
Glad to have you on the program today. So as I recall, House Bill 1383 was the bill that stopped something that was a hot topic on this program. I think last summer is when this first came up, when there was some concern about conservation organizations getting payments and different deals, and the PSC being in the middle of brokering the deals. So where are we at with the bill?
Well, Scott, we're working on House Bill 1383. And what House Bill 1383 does is takes, if you remember, a couple sessions ago, we had a committee set up that dealt with waters of the USA, and I'll refer to that as the FERLIC committee, and that committee is made up of six members from agriculture. We have the corn growers on there, the grain growers on there, the soybean growers, stockmen, and also the Farmers Union and Farm Bureau. And so we have all those groups on there. And then we also have energy people on this group, too, the Petroleum Council and the Lignite Energy Council. And then we have a member from the utility shareholders and also the North Dakota Electric co-ops. So we have representatives of the co-ops, utilities, and so we have a diverse group there. Also, the chairman of the committee would be the ag commissioner. Then we have a member from the governor on there and one member from the House, one from the Senate, and then also another member. So we have three members from the legislature on there. So we have quite a group of representation representing all interests concerning concerning agriculture and also concerning the environment. And so this money currently right now is being used and taken and paid out to the wildlife groups. In other words, it's going to Ducks Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, Wildlife Society, and others. And then they go out and they go buy another conservation easement. Well, you know, I would say right now, if you look at hunter-landowner relations, they're at an all-time low. And this bill is a win-win for agriculture, and it's a win-win for hunters, because what it does is take the money and put it into this committee, and then we do true mitigation. In other words, what I'm saying with true mitigation is that we would take the money, and the federal government allows you to do it, and take some of these nuisance wetlands that are out there where nothing grows. All you've got is a black hole. And then you take and you go into another area on your land and you enhance it. In other words, you put in grass or trees or dugout. And like I say, Scott, it can be done right now, but it costs $15,000 to $25,000 an acre. Now, just alone in the DOT, they've got somewhere around $5 to $6 million of biennium that they're spending on mitigation. Now, they do some of this on their own, but it's not worth it because they're putting their mitigation areas in the ditches, and then it's encroaching onto the farmer's land, and it's just a mess. And the Department of Transportation is looking for a better program, as well as the counties. The counties have the same program, and they're trying to do mitigation. Now then, if you look at airports, they're looking at, you know, last two biennium, they spent $5 million for mitigation, as well as they're looking at $17 million in the next 5 years coming up in mitigation costs. So this thing is just getting bigger and bigger. And then you've also got the energy companies that go out and put up wind farms, or if you're dealing with pipelines, or you're dealing with oil wells, or you're dealing with anything that has to do with transmission lines with energy, there's money being put out there to take care of those direct or indirect impacts. And we're trying to, you know, you've got money that's being created by state agencies. In other words, the Public Service Commission, the Industrial Commission, the North Dakota DOT, counties, and this money is being given to private organizations with no accountability. And that's the part that we believe is wrong. Plus, the way it's being spent out is that we think that it should be used for true mitigation. In other words, if you destroy a wetland, you need to be able to go and preserve that wetland.
What is your sense on the support level? You think you got the votes to pass this thing?
Well, Scott, it came out of the House Ag Committee 10-2 new pass. So it'll be coming to the floor. And, you know, it's going, you know, I feel there's support out there. We've been working with all the industry people and putting amendments in. It's been amended about 14 times, just so you know. But we're trying to accommodate everybody so that we can have something that's a workable bill that can get passed and do something good. Because we're truly trying to work with everybody to find the true mitigation and deliver that project and
create
a better environment for agriculture as well as hunters. Because, Scott, here's the deal. If you go out there and you have a wet hole so that nothing grows in it, it's grounded out, and the farmer gets no income off of that hole, and the hunter comes out and he wants to hunt, and there's nothing there, there's no habitat there for any wildlife, so the hunter doesn't have any place to hunt. So if we create habitat areas.
Yeah, sounds like a win-win. No doubt about it. Mike, thanks for the update on 1383.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer. dealer of Donnybrook, call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
At the University of Mary, our advanced nursing degrees have a national reputation for excellence. Our graduates have a 100% pass rate on national certification exams and employment. Our Doctor of Nursing Practice degree options in organizational leadership and family nurse practitioner will prepare you to become a leader in the healthcare arena. Our flexible online and hybrid options allow working adults to advance their careers. Find out more at umary.edu/DNP.
Ethanol is part of North Dakota agriculture. Just imagine a North Dakota without ethanol. We asked North Dakota farmers what that would mean, including Tyson Rosenau, who had a message for all of us.
Renewable energy and burning North Dakota corn in the tank really helps us out, and it's good for everybody.
Tyson, what kind of impacts would come from a North Dakota with no ethanol?
It would drastically change the way we farm, that's for sure. Marketing our corn demand would be greatly reduced to the point where we wouldn't be farming it anymore. So ethanol has been outstanding a way for us to get rid of corn as far as basis levels, just being able to find a home for all this corn that we grow. And sometimes people say we're too good of farmers in the United States of America, and we just got to find a home for all the bushels we raise.
How about one more message before we let you go for everyone listening?
Put E15 in the tank when you can find it. Help out as corn farmers.
Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This segment brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. All of the above. We're talking a little today about House Bill 1383. Got an update on that from Mike Brandenburg from District 28. And Tammy Ibach and Bob Harms back with us. Regulars on the program on Monday to talk about a couple other things in the news, including a public hearing that the Public Service Commission is planning for Tioga, North Dakota, on February 25th for the Aurora Wind Project. And then again, March 8th, another project by NextEra and Bobel's, 300-megawatt project. So we'll be talking a little bit about that today as well. Tammy, Bob, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Very good.
Good. Thank you.
Nice to have you on the program today. Got a good recap on 1383 from Mr. Brandenburg. Sounds like, with the amount of amendments and amount of discussion and everything else, that everybody's had a piece on this one. He sounded pretty confident. Bob, are you as well, that that's being well received for a full House vote?
Yeah, I think it's going to get good support on the House, and seems like you've got an industry that is coming behind it, both in the fossil fuel side as well as wind, so it looks pretty good.
And that, of course, a part of the mix. Also, the one thing I didn't ask him about, but I have heard some people talk about, and that is the setback discussion. You know, there was a component there related to that. Where were we at with that, Bob?
Well, that would be House Bill 1167, and it's been in committee for the last several weeks. It had a hearing in January calling for three times setback from the property line of a non-participating landowner. And I think the committee is going to take that bill up here in the next day or so. I'm expecting that it's going to come out with a do not pass recommendation. I'm kind of guessing, but I think it's gotten some pretty tough sledding. And they formed a subcommittee that wasn't able to do anything with the bill, and so they're going to bring it back to the committee for full treat.
What would be the product of that? I guess if I'm a non-participating property owner, then I want to have as much distance as possible from development that would happen. But what would the reverse impact be? What would be the impact on the projects?
Well, the industry testified, the wind industry testified against that bill in hearing, and the conversation was pretty uniform that it would impede wind development in North Dakota if we were to apply a statewide rule like that. The conversation was, hey, look, we had that issue debated 2 years ago. We settled on a policy, and everybody is moving forward on that basis. But the sentiment was asked and answered 2 years ago. And lastly, that if local residents want that kind of policy, they have every ability to do that at the local level, whether it's Williams County or Emmons County or Cass County.
All right. Let's also talk a little bit about these hearings coming up. Tammy, first of all, what happens at these PSC hearings? If somebody has not been to a public hearing for the PSC, why go? Why should you be there?
It's a great opportunity to see the Public Service Commission in action. They ask the developers key questions about the projects, and then they also open it up for public discussion where landowners and people from the community can come in and learn about what this project's going to entail, what the economic impact is, are there any concerns. So it's a great way to watch the PSC government component at work, because they take these hearings to the people. So they open them up to the community for feedback. They're fun to watch. I have been to half a dozen or more. Great education. Learn a lot. So you have listeners up in Tioga and Bow Bells. If they're listening today, we encourage them to attend one of these hearings.
All right. And the hearings are specifically for the Aurora project. Is that right?
The Aurora project will be the one in Tioga on February 25th, and then the Bow Bells Burke County project will be in Bow Bells on March 8th. So two separate projects, but each project is a 300 megawatt project.
Bob, 300 megawatt project, put that in perspective. How many, is that a big project, small project, medium, what?
No, that's a large project. Many of the projects we've seen in the last several years have been about 200. But 300 megawatt project is pretty sizable. You're probably looking at 75 turbines plus in that neighborhood.
Yeah, very interesting. Anything else you two want to tell us about on this fine Monday?
Well, Scott, to build on what Tammy said about the hearings, the other thing that that happens, the developers do a very good job describing to the public the process that they go through in terms of mitigation issues, site selection, how the wind farm footprint was designed, any of the accommodations they've made to landowners, bringing them in, leaving them out, moving turbines around to adjust for local landowner concerns, and they do a really good job helping the PSC understand some of those accommodations. So it's a good opportunity for the developer to explain how this project was designed and the accommodations made in the process.
So, again, Aurora project on the 25th in Tioga, hearing of the Public Service Commission, and then March 6th in Bow Bells the NextEra project there as well. All right, thank you both very much. Packing a lot of info there, and we will chat with you later. Take care.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. Tammy Ibach, Bob Harms, Representative Mike Brandenburg, update on some wind projects brought to you by the North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions today on What's on Your Mind. Okay, we got a real controversy brewing over this cow tooth thing going on here now, so we got to settle that and talk a little bit about dream up a good workforce recruitment idea. Next.
If you're headed to Devil's Lake for work, a sports event, or just a hunting or fishing getaway, there is no better place to stay than the Sleep Inn & Suites. They have a delicious hot complimentary breakfast to get your day started right. They have a pool and hot tub to relax after a successful day of fishing, and they recently upgraded with a fresh new modern look and larger than average rooms. The Devil's Lake location also has fish cleaning stations, a dog kennel, and is top rated by their guests. Find out more at sleepinn.com and book a room at the Devil's Lake Sleep Inn & Suites.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.